What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we go back to the phones here, we're getting an update from the earthquake right off of Fukushima. And the big one, of course, was a 7.4. They've now said it's a 7.4. And there have been about five aftershocks, a slightly lesser. But they're already reporting tsunami waves coming ashore in Japan, some 3 foot high. They're warning that the second and third waves could possibly be higher. Apparently, some of them are going to be 10 feet high as well. So we're keeping an eye on that. There is, at this time, no tsunami warning here in the state of Hawaii, which is good for us. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Ken in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I wanted to check to see if, in fact, the threat kind of level was lowered after the election. Go ahead.
I heard that it had been. I don't have a way to get the threat con right now. I mean, some segments of the military are always in a heightened state of alert. Anyway, the crews of the SSBNs are functionally at DEFCON 2 all the time. So, my understanding is that the actual threat level has been reduced following Trump's election. The big problem, of course, is that those people who still want that hot war with Russia could do anything in the next 60 days to get that war going. And I think this provocation by Ukraine, where they send agents into Crimea, kidnap two Russian soldiers, and they're going to put them on show trials, I think that's designed to provoke a Russian response. But I don't think Putin's going to bite. He's just going to wait until Trump is in the White House, and then Trump's going to call over to Ukraine and say, you let these guys go, or we cut off the funds.
Yeah, my thing is that the people that wanted, they're really hot and mad about having Hillary in, are the primary targets of a Putin assault, namely the cities like New York, Washington, D.C., Hawaii. Sorry about that.
Yep. I think to get the war going with Russia, what are they going to do that's going to make it look convincing? I mean, at the time when, for example, when Japan was getting ready to attack Pearl Harbor, everybody knew there was a state of animosity on the part of Japan. Roosevelt had been goading them. All during 1941 with this secret plan developed by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum. The American people didn't know that. It was supposed to be a big, big surprise. But there were headlines in the newspapers saying possibility of war. But in the case with Russia, where Putin has repeatedly demonstrated that he doesn't want a war. He went into Syria. He brokered that deal to get rid of Syria's chemical weapons. He's shown himself to be a statesman over and over again. The American people who no longer trust and believe the corporate media see that it's people like John McCain who are out there saying, we want this war, we want this war, we want you to pay for it and you to die in it, but I want this war.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Happy Turkey Days to you, too, as well. Okay, now then, moving on here, we were talking about French Prime Minister Manuel Valls, who's out there saying it is entirely realistic that the European Union could fall apart. Now, he's calling on Germany to spend more of its money to prop up the failing EU, at the same time that he poured scorn on Merkel's immigration policy, saying that Europe needs to say more clearly who can and cannot enter and stay. Obviously, that I agree with, and it's certainly the sentiment that helped put Donald Trump on the path to the White House. By the way, Merkel has declared she is going to stand for re-election for a fourth term in the next German elections, and we will have twice as many vote riggers as Hillary did. Say Kite. Another article coming on out from FortRus.com. Safe spaces and Putin blaming will not save the European Atlanticists. And what they're basically saying is that this idea of globalism or regionalism or unionism, it's falling apart. The EU is falling apart. The North American Union never even got out of the starting gate. The globalist agenda is in serious trouble because everywhere the agenda is implemented, the quality of life for ordinary people goes down. And apparently part of the liberal fantasy about the New World Order in globalism was that we could all be convinced that living a much simpler lifestyle would be a good thing because we were saving planet Earth and so forth and so on. And it didn't work out that way. We're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about how globalism seems to be collapsing. European Union is showing signs of fracturing in the very, very near future. And again, I've said this before about the refugee crisis. The New World Order people, George Soros, and all those people who think they want a single global government and envision their particular rear end polishing the seat on that golden throne of planet Earth, they just really thought they were going to pour all these refugees into Europe, all the refugees and illegal immigrants into the United States, and we were all going to hug each other and sing kumbaya around the campfire and toasting marshmallows, and it did not work. And again, it goes back to this reality that the entire liberal political philosophy is based on a fraud. The idea that you can re-engineer what's in the human mind by changing the environment around them. And it's a fraud. It's based on an intellectual fraud. It's based on a hoax book that was written to sell that idea, but it doesn't work in the real world. All right, I'm going to take a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. It's nice to talk to you. Since right before the election, I called you and let you know I was gone here and saw Florida, and Trump carried Florida, which was a wonderful thing, and he won the election awesome. But I want to say this, Michael, this Chucky Schmucky Schumer, this I call him the Zog, and Soros, this guy Schumer, he wants to bring in these illegals. And well, look at Israel, Michael. Israel has a wall around it. Why doesn't George Soros and Chucky Schumer flood Israel with 5 million Arabs? Why don't they bring 5 million Syrians into Israel? And then we'll see what Schmucky Schumer and Soros would think they'll do to Soros and the Israeli government would like to do to him then. But, you know, well, this is an immigration invasion.
Hang on. Before you go any further, I want to respond what's going on, okay? What Schumer and Soros are doing is they're stripping the nations bordering Israel of their Arab populations and shoving them into Europe and into the United States of America to make it easier for Israel to invade and conquer those nations on its way to Eretz Israel.
Well, that's great. Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Michael. And, you know, looking at the Stasi, what's her name? Berserkel. I call her Berserkel. She's a Stasi East German. She's literally trying to turn that nation of Germany into a Muslim enclave, like look at Turkey, you know, Ottoman Empire. I mean, it's unbelievable. And if the Germans are going to allow that, and like you were talking about, look at Marie Le Pen. I believe she may be the, I guess, the president of France, hopefully. And Trump's proven anything can happen, like with Brexit. But you know what, Michael, right now, you have so much. What do you call white trash? Who are these people? Are actually trying to destroy Western civilization?
I don't know that they're trying to destroy Western civilization. They just have this dream in their head of how civilization would be a lot better with themselves in charge. Again, you get people who've got way too much money start to think that that money gives them some kind of a right to play with the earth and the human race as if they are toys. And I certainly don't go along with that. None of these people were elected by me to tell me how to live my life. And actually, I'm a big boy. I got some pretty strong ideas about how I should live my life anyway. They're out there in their little fantasy world. And they're so disconnected from what real life is. I mean, that's certainly a big part of what doomed Hillary Clinton. she was listening to her computers and the voices in her head and thought it was all. I mean, they got a video of her celebrating on election night. She was convinced she had stolen the thing. And then, of course, when she found out otherwise, she beat up on John Podesta. Again, we have a serious problem with people who have come up with an ideology and then they start to believe that it's the real world. And it isn't. And then there's an old psychiatric joke that neurotics build castles in the clouds and the psychotics move in. And we seem to have that going on a lot. And again, I have to wonder how many of these people are on these prescription antidepressants and they're not thinking clearly about what's really going on and whether or not what they're trying can work.
Well, Michael, I agree with you. I think quite a few of them are on medication. But getting back to Soros paying these millennials, $1,500 a week to go protest and cause damage and all that, how come this guy's, well, who is this guy, Goldfinger? It's like this guy, Soros, is like he's trying to crash the world economy so he can be, I guess, the strongest, most powerful person on Earth. And that's what it seems like he's trying to do to Soros.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's a supervillain right out of a James Bond movie. Or the parallel I like to use is there was a Michael Caine movie called The Billion Dollar Brain. It was sort of the end of the Ipcress File franchise. And the storyline was about this billionaire who just decided he wanted to have the U.S. go to war against Russia, and he was going to spend all this money and build this computer and get all of this stuff going. And in the end, he's undone because everybody who was feeding information into his computer was just typing in whatever they thought. They weren't going out and getting accurate information, and ultimately led to his demise. Again, we've seen in the real world where people that have huge amounts of money truly believe that they are elites, that God has favored them, and that therefore they have a right to go on out and make decisions for other people. Bill Gates is another one. He's out there screaming, we've got to reduce the world's population. We can use vaccines to do it. I don't think he's going to be too amenable to the idea that maybe he, Bill Gates, ought not to be reproducing right now. But that's been my argument against the population control people all along. I understand there's a population problem. And there always will be, because sex is a lot more fun than dying. But my argument with the population reduction people is they always want somebody else to die early or somebody else to go without children. And they're never willing to actually address the problem by their own personal actions.
You're absolutely right, Michael. Everything. One more thing I want to say is this, and I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. The 3 million, the 1 million that they say Hillary beat Trump by in a popular vote is a lie, because according to what I've been reading, I read it on Drudge. She won maybe the popular vote, but there's 3 million illegals that voted in this election. So if you take those 3 million away, Trump beat her by 2 million in a popular vote, because there's millions of illegals voting for Hillary in the Democrat Party. And let's get to the real fact of the matter here. If Drudge, and this is proven, Michael, you have all these illegals voting for the Democrats for the free handouts, and the Republicans hammered that home big time. All these new schmucks like Chucky Smucky Schumer and all these guys, well, Hillary won the popular vote. Well, she didn't win the Electoral College, Schumer. That moron, that guy's such a moron, that Schumer makes me, oh my gosh, Michael.
It's not just the 3 million non-citizens who voted according to votefraud.org. There's an estimated 1.2 million dead people voted. We have no idea how many of those computer systems, when you push the button for Donald Trump, it was actually registering for Hillary. That's the problem with our election system right now. It is designed to facilitate and conceal stolen elections, and we have 2 years to get it torn down and replaced with something common sense that is going to make detection of election fraud very easy. And we're going to have to back it up with some laws that say if you are caught trying to rig an election, you are going to go to jail and you are banned from holding public office.
Well, absolutely, Michael. One more thing. They control 2% of the they're 2% of the population. They control 98% of the media. Go figure it out. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened here. But maybe Trump will smash all these things and he will drain that swamp, because the swamp definitely needs to be drained. And I don't know how you're going to seed it, but it's definitely got to be drained out. And like I said, you got these schmucks that are and got so much power for only being such a small of the population. It's just unbelievable to me. And to me, it's like a Michael. One more thing, it's a miracle that Trump won the election. I pinched myself. I don't believe that he actually beat Hillary, but he did. So I hope wonderful things happen. And that's all I got to say. And I know you got other callers. So God bless you, and thank you for taking my call, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go, Tom. And we do need to make an important point. Okay. because we have the Electoral College system, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton plan their campaign around winning electors. If our president was chosen by popular vote, the campaigns would have been run much differently by both candidates. Donald Trump won by the rules everybody agreed to play by going in, and you don't get to change the rules when it's all over just because you don't like the outcome. If the popular vote were that important, Donald Trump would have probably won there as well. And we do know 3 million non-citizens voted, 1.2 million dead people voted. We still are unable to get any verification about the electronic voting that was going on. We know that in many precincts, machines were openly seen voting for Hillary Clinton when the button for Donald Trump was pushed. And to their credit, those precinct workers took the machines out of service and went back to the paper ballots. But our election system is a joke. It shows the world we are not a democracy. We're another banana republic with rigged elections. But this time, and Bev Harris has confirmed, there is tremendous amounts of evidence of election fraud by the part of Hillary's campaign, but they didn't have enough to overcome a landslide. No election fraud can overcome a landslide. It didn't work with the Remain people trying to rig the election against Brexit, and it didn't work with Hillary trying to rig the election against Donald Trump. And what we need to do is we need to start finding the people who facilitate election fraud, and we need to make examples out of them. We need to put them in jail. If you go into a 7-Eleven and you try and steal a six-pack of beer, you're going to go to prison for a while. If you try and steal an election, nothing happens to you. Do you not see the inequity in that? Now then, let's talk about the immigrants and refugees. 60 Minutes went to Sweden to do a segment showing how great the refugees are, and gee, we can't understand why the people of Europe are having such a fuss about the flood of refugees coming in. The crew, the 60 Minutes crew, got attacked by the refugees, trying to smash the camera, trying to kick the sound guy, attacking the host. Yeah, you got to look at that video. Talk about manufacturing fake news. Apparently in Germany, refugees burned down one of their asylum centers. Burned it down on Ramadan. Apparently their complaint was there wasn't enough Nutella to go around. So they rioted and burned down the asylum center. Now there's a little bit of good news out there. The Justice Department has agreed to halt their push for amnesty because they know it's going to go nowhere under President Trump. And so if Obama thought he was going to get his amnesty to put on his legacy in his last days in office, he's not going to get it. Not going to get it at all. Now, you've probably been hearing how the mayors of all these so-called sanctuary cities are out there saying, we're not going to cooperate. We're going to keep our illegal immigrants and refugees here. We don't have to cooperate with you. And President-elect Trump has come on out and said, you're absolutely right. You don't have to cooperate with me. And I don't have to send you $650 billion in funding, do I? So that ought to calm things down there a little bit. Now, as you know, there is a war by the corporate media, not just against the independent media, but against foreign media, especially Russian media. And over in the EU, they're taking steps to make sure that Russia Today doesn't get access anymore. Remember that big stink that came out of the State Department when they declared Russia Today to be not the equal of the American media? For daring to ask what proof the U.S. had Russia was bombing hospitals. We'll be right back after these commercials.
These stations statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so there is a think tank over in Great Britain, the Henry Jackson Society, which is now recommending that European parliaments introduce new legislation to require all politicians to file reports about any appearances they have in the Russian media. And this is, again, the corporate media is going on an attack against anybody who's calling out their lies. And so both the Russian media and the independent media are in their gun sights right now. And they're basically panicking. And apparently this whole issue was prompted by the Sputnik News Agency quoting a British politician who was saying that the murder of Joe Cox appeared to be a political assassination to influence the Brexit vote, which a lot of people at the time suspected was going to be the case, including yours truly. But how dare you say that? How dare you? And we're seeing the true commitment to freedom of speech all across the European governments, the European Parliament, the European Commission, which has the real power and authority, and within our own government. They don't want freedom of speech. They only want to have freedom of speech for themselves, to feed you the lies that will get you to think what they want you to think. And they're way too late. They're way too late. They're not going to get back the trust and faith of the American people, even if they succeed in shutting down the independent media, which I don't think they can do. There's simply too many of us. There have been efforts to try and crack down on internet sites that report on government wrongdoing. People find ways around it. A lot of it moves to the dark net now. Now, Turkey is rethinking the talk about merging with the European Union. They're looking at the current economic realities of the European Union. They're looking at the refugee crisis and all the damage it's causing. And they're now starting to say, well, we're interested in a new power alliance with Russia and China. So Turkey is now going to pivot to Russia. And our foreign policy, in part, thanks to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, has been a disaster. It's been one whoopsie after the other, after the other, after the other. Now, let's talk about here in the United States. The Dakota Access Pipeline is becoming a major, major sore point for a lot of people, a major embarrassment to the Dakota Access Pipeline Company. And even to our government. At one point, Obama said he was going to intervene and tell the pipeline company to find a different route. The pipeline company came on back and said, under no circumstances will we change this route at all, even though we don't have all the paperwork yet. And this company has been caught failing to report when they stumble across archaeological materials in their diggings. And that's a requirement under the law. Now the Dakota Access Pipeline Company is going to court to try and get a court decision that their operation on this pipeline cannot be influenced by outside political pressure. I don't know what will happen if that's ever actually put to the test. But over the weekend, there was a major confrontation on a highway bridge involving the police, the Sioux, and the police were using tear gas, concussion grenades, rubber bullets. They were hosing these people down with water cannons in freezing weather. And apparently the police were threatening to use the LRADs. Now, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribes Emergency Medical Services deployed to treat dozens of individuals with injuries. Apparently one child was shot in the face. This is another wounded knee getting ready to happen. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're getting an update from the Fukushima power station. Apparently, following this morning's 7.3 quake, depending upon who's reporting it, the cooling system, the emergency cooling system at reactor number 3 failed. Stopped circulating water to keep it from melting itself any more than it already has. TEPCO says they got the system restarted about an hour and a half later. But it's obviously an area of concern, and with all the quakes that are happening, was the 7.4 the worst, or is it possibly a foreshock for another one on the order of what caused the original disaster? We don't really know. Now, getting on back to the Dakota Access Pipeline, we're seeing unrestrained police brutality against these people protesting over the misuse of their land. And apparently what happened is, through various bureaucratic shenanigans, the land that belonged to the Sioux tribe by treaty was taken for some environmental reason and then turned around and leased to this company for the pipeline. And the Native Americans are feeling like they were cheated and that maybe they shouldn't have been quite so welcoming to those pilgrims back during Thanksgiving. All those centuries ago. But apparently, the police were using, again, water cannon on these people in freezing cold weather, and stun grenades. They were using stun grenades. Now, the police are saying they had to do this because there was a riot, but it was the police who started the riot. And 167 people have been injured. It was even described as a war zone. And the people in the reservation are concerned that this pipeline is a threat to their safe water supply. And we know pipelines break, pipelines leak. We've had a couple of bad ones over in the southeastern United States lately. When we all remember the Deepwater Horizon disaster. It's a real concern. And there's a valid concern over their sacred lands. And before you start getting into this whole sacred lands thing. Now, imagine the Dakota Access Pipeline wanted to bulldoze your cemetery behind your church where your family is buried. How would you feel about that? Because that's exactly what's going on here. And then there's the issue of the archaeological sites. Now, under U.S. law, all construction is required. When they stumble across any kind of an archaeological remain, they must halt for the site to be evaluated and possibly excavated by archaeologists to preserve the history there. And the Dakota Access Pipeline Company has been caught ignoring that and simply bulldozing on through archaeological sites. And these sites represent the history of those people. Again, let's put it in another context. Pipeline company wants to bulldoze through Stonehenge or your neighborhood church or the National Archives. Just roll over that Declaration of Independence because we've got to make money here. Now, over in Albuquerque, there's a big stink going on, and it's the after effect of this horrible tragedy on March 16th, 2014, when Albuquerque police officers just executed this homeless guy, James Boyd, for illegal camping. He was out camping in the wild, but apparently he was on land that was owned by the government or something. And the police went up there, and one of them was actually caught on video saying, "I'm just going to kill the guy." And it was caught on an officer's body cam, which led to now retired Officer Keith Sandy and Officer Dominique Perez being charged with murder. And this homeless guy was suffering from schizophrenia. It's not like this was somebody who really represented a threat. And it triggered a firestorm of backlash against police and a nationwide demand for cops to wear body cameras and document everything. Now, apparently, though, the Albuquerque police have been caught deleting and altering and editing those videos in order to support the police officer's version of whatever happened. And the videos are from several different cases of officer problems, including two additional police shootings. Well, you know, the videos disappeared. We don't know where they went. So we're just going to presume the officers are telling the truth here. Now, here's a story that really annoyed me. Apparently, there was this family traveling on a flight into Phoenix. And for some reason, the flight to Phoenix was running late. Now, this family was on their way to meet the remains of their son who was killed in combat. It's a Gold Star family. And when the plane landed, the crew was concerned about the family missing their connecting flight. So the captain made an announcement saying that all the passengers had to remain seated and let this special military family exit the aircraft first. And apparently the passengers in first class, you know, the money junkies, began to boo and complain. Now, I find that absolutely disgusting. Whether you agree with the wars or not, and I do not, we owe those people who put on that uniform our respect, and we owe the families of those killed and crippled in combat our kindness, our consideration. And for those people in first class to just start booing, I'm a money junkie. I've got to get where I'm going. I'm an important person here. You know, your kid's dead anyway. You can wait. I remember on Claire and my recent trip to Santa Claus, Indiana. I kid you not, that's the name of the town. I remember when we were getting on board the plane, we had trouble getting on board the plane because we had to go through the first class section. And they're already being poured wine and beer and champagne, and you know, and the flight attendants are literally blocking the aisles. You know, us steerage class passengers couldn't get to our seats because the first class people had to be made drunk before takeoff. Didn't exactly paint a very, very pretty picture. Now, a lot of you are probably already aware of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And you're aware that Israel does not like it very much. They're trying to have it made illegal, even though it is a protected expression of protest under the First Amendment. Boycotts are protected free speech. But as it turns out, supporting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement may have saved a lot of lives. Because the Sabra dipping company that makes the line of hummus products has had to recall a huge amount of their products over a possible listeria contamination. And Sabra is on the BDS list. So if you were not buying Sabra for reasons of BDS, then you are not at risk for having come down with listeria. Now, all of us are dealing with our smartphone issues. Mine is starting to act up. I don't want to have to replace it, but it's starting to say, I'm getting old and cantankerous. But there is a problem, apparently, with the low-end Android devices that are being made by companies that are shipping these phones with backdoors built into the firmware. And researchers from CryptoWire have discovered a secret backdoor in the firmware of Chinese firm Shanghai Adapts Technology Company Limited. And researchers have found another similar thing in a company, products from a company called Ragentech Group. And, you know, I'm about ready to ditch my cell phone and go back to one of those old dial rotary phones that sit on the desk. They really have become far more trouble than they're worth. Turning to a Luddite. All right, the first major winter storm of the year is moving across the northern United States. It's caused two deaths and hundreds of crashes so far. And it's the first heavy snow of the year. There has been snow earlier, but this is the first heavy, gonna stick, be around till spring snow. Over in Oklahoma, West Virginia, they had the first weekend of the college football season was snowed. And so there were pictures of all the football players playing in the white fluffy stuff. Now, scientists who are not connected with Al Gore's global warming scam are now saying that, yes, the Old Farmer's Almanac was right. There's going to be a hard freeze and the coldest winter for the last 5 years. Now, they keep talking about the polar vortex, and they do it in a way to make it look like this is something unexpected and new. And, well, you know, we thought the world was warming, but that polar vortex really surprised us. There's always a polar vortex. There's one over the North Pole. There's one over the South Pole. It's the result of Coriolis effect. And, yes, it swivels around a little bit as the Earth changes its alignment with the sun. Remember the big deal they made over the hole in the ozone over Antarctica? Oh my goodness, there's a hole in the ozone. We're going to die and we've got to do... And then they did some research and found out that hole was always there. Wasn't new, wasn't an emergency. Remember when they banned, you know, spray cans? You know, the chemical that was in them, some kind of fluorocarbon, I think, was in there. Oh, it goes up there and it destroys ozone and it never goes away. And they banned all of that. Turned out the ozone hole was there all along. More fake news. Now, a little bit of good news, and again, I agree with this. Donald Trump is expected to slash NASA's climate change budget in favor of actually doing spaceflight again. He wants to send humans back to the moon and beyond. We certainly need a reliable space launch system that is not based on engines we have to import from Russia. Donald Trump is convinced human-caused global warming is a hoax. And he wants to have NASA go back to actually doing space missions. Now, right now, with the last one that went on up, the last big success, there's nothing, actually nothing on the drawing boards for like 2 years. There's one more mission going to Mars, but after that, it's a big desert. Trump is going to change that. And I think we should send humans back to the moon. I think we ought to look at a permanent base. I think we need our own way to get up to the space station, maybe make a bigger space station. And we ought to be seriously looking at going to Mars. Not because I want to see the American flag on the moon or Mars or anywhere else, but because I am old enough to remember the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s was born in the technology incubator of the Apollo moon program. Now, our government over the last couple of decades has very foolishly allowed our lead in manufacturing of high tech to be taken over by other countries like China. And these other countries are not going to be so foolish as to hand it back. So to rebuild America's manufacturing greatness, we need to leapfrog forward. We need to go past what is being done now and find the next thing. Photonics. Nanotubes. Something useful we can do with aerogel. Improvements in 3D printing, which is a coming thing right now. We need to do that. And in solving the problems related to going back to the moon or to Mars or just up to our space station, we're going to come up with new materials, new processes, new technologies that will be the foundation of these new products and industries. Everything that you see in front of you, your the microchips in your computers, the smartphones, the digital watches, all of that technology was born in the Apollo moon program. We need another one. And so I'm absolutely 100% on board with Donald Trump, with his retasking of NASA. I absolutely agree with him on that one. Now, do you remember the Zika virus? Zika's coming to get you. And it all originated with this epidemic of hypocephalic babies down in Brazil that were being born approximately 1 year after a government-mandated vaccination campaign for pregnant women. But of course, we can never blame vaccines for causing any harm whatsoever. So it was declared that the Zika virus was the cause of the microcephalic babies. And the Zika is carried by mosquitoes, and we need eradication programs. And the scientists in Brazil were saying where the microcephalic babies were being born and where the Zika virus was didn't line up. And Zika's been around for at least 70 years without producing any of these symptoms. But the corporate media had their villain. It's the Zika virus. It's not the vaccines. And they did a big scare campaign, and they launched all these mosquito eradication programs. In Florida, this governor of the state was found to have an economic link to the company that got the contract to eradicate the mosquitoes carrying Zika. And in the process, they eradicated honeybees, which Monsanto was really grateful for. But it was all reckless. And now the World Health Organization is saying, actually, it's not an emergency. It doesn't actually cause that much harm. The CDC said that most humans will self-immunize to Zika on its introduction. It's like Zika is its own vaccine. Zika is carried by the same mosquitoes that carry dengue. You know, it's almost like a classic, we made you look. You know, we found our scapegoat to protect the vaccine companies, and now that we're sort of past that crisis, it was never a big deal anyway. And still, the corporate media is out there declaring that the independent media, and for that matter, Sputnik and Russia Today, are the fake news. They're all fake news. Anybody who doesn't love vaccines, that's got to be fake news. Anybody who thinks GMO is dangerous, that's the fake news. So, it's a bit of a problem. Now, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Dr. Alveda King, is defending the appointment of Jeff Sessions. And she's saying, basically from where she sits, the Democrats overplayed the race card to the point where everybody stopped listening to them. We know that Soros was funding all of this Black Lives Matter, trying to fan up racial tension so that Hillary could pose as the candidate who would protect the black people from the white people and protect the illegal immigrants. And the American people just didn't want that. We'll be right back with our last segment of the show today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Monday of Thanksgiving week here. We've got time to take one more phone call. Fran in Washington. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, nui nui, Michael.
Aloha, nui nui.
Yeah. I emailed you a link, as long as you're on the subject of vaccinations. I emailed you a link from, like, Health Ranger or Natural News or something about the CDC has had to admit that they know thimerosal causes autism. And that's all I've got today.
Well, that's enough here. I mean, what was amazing is there was a lot of research that was being done that had shown thimerosal was causing autism, which led to the FDA's decision to ban it. But for some reason, the pharmaceutical companies are still using it, and the FDA's not taking any action. What did happen is in the Homeland Security Act, the legislation that created the Department of Homeland Security, there was actually a rider on there to indemnify vaccine makers from damage. They cannot be sued for harm their products cause. If you believe that you are harmed by a vaccine, there's the vaccine court that you can go to. And the vaccine court, 9 times out of 10, is going to say you're just making this stuff up. But even in cases where it's obvious that the vaccines have caused damage, there'll be a settlement and a payment, but it's covered by the taxpayers, not by the vaccine companies. And the rationale for this was that in the event of a biological terror attack, the vaccine makers had to be assured that they wouldn't be sued if they made a mistake in their rush to come up with a vaccine. Well, I think if that were the case, they could have written the rider to say when dealing with a biological terror attack, the vaccine companies are indemnified. But they didn't say that. They simply said the vaccine makers are indemnified, period, blanket coverage. And as a result, whenever you remove the incentive for a better quality product, you're going to get worse quality products. We saw that with the early indemnification of the computer industry, hardware and software, to protect them from lawsuits from badly designed products. And here we are all these years later dealing with hardware that's flaky, software that is sold, you know, with thousands of problems in the box. And they rely on us to find and fix the problems for ourselves. And one of the things I'd like to see Donald Trump do, if we can get him a Congress that will work with him on this, is to bring back product liability and simply say any company that makes and sells a defective product can be sued for it, whether it's a computer hardware company, a software company, or a vaccine maker. We cannot have these giant corporations held above the law, or we're going to get the kind of abuses we have seen. Okay, Fran?
That's all I got, Mike. Yeah, honey. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and we're almost to the very, very end of the show. And apparently Saturday Night Live is now flipping over to conservative. They actually did a skit to mock liberals. And by the way, there was this funny video over the weekend. It's a phony commercial for a charity to sponsor a millennial because they can't take care of themselves. They have no job skills, and they're just poor and suffering. And for only $2,900 a month, you can support one of these poor, starving millennials. And it was just hilarious, and I'm going to put it up to the front of the page again. As soon as this show is over. So, again, a reminder, we are live today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, we're giving our overworked and underpaid control room crew Thanksgiving off. And the Lady Claire will be with us here on Wednesday. So there's the music. Have yourself a good evening. We'll be back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network tomorrow. Until then, please remember, you are all members of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement
replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.